Welcome back to Match from the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a significant development in the Supreme Court. And I'm going to give you, frankly, a very, very deep look at something that I can tell you from experience. The law clerks of the justices, there are nine justices, and they each have four law clerks. That's 36 of them. And they are suspected, one of them, of leaking the Roe v. Wade draft, the one that's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And as you know, there was an assassination attempt on Justice Brett Kavanaugh. All of these justices have very strict security now. And I think that is abominable that that had to happen. It turns out that the clerks are all lawyering up. They're all hiring lawyers themselves because they're subject to investigation as to who leaked it. And apparently, the attitude and the culture of the Supreme Court is just disastrous right now. Just disastrous. But I think, and you will not have heard this anywhere else, but I'm saying this because I was a law clerk too. Not on the Supreme Court, but on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, which is one of the appellate courts just under the Supreme Court. And frequently those judges get picked for the Supreme Court. The one I clerked for was Judge Thomas Fairchild, the chief judge, and he had been on Hubert Humphrey's shortlist. He was a Democrat, been a Democratic attorney general in Wisconsin. If Hubert had won the 1968 election, he would have had a very good chance of being on the Supreme Court himself, a superb judge. In any event, a law clerk is not what you think. It's not somebody who files documents. A law clerk is a recent law graduate who drafts opinions. The judge says how he wants it to turn out, gives him all the briefs and the documents. The clerk sits in for the oral argument and then does the draft at the judge's bidding. They have a very close relationship with these judges. And there was another decision that came down that you will not have seen anybody talk about. But 6-3, they decided that in Pennsylvania, undated ballots could be counted as long as they were received by election day. And you may say, Matt, what does that have to do with Roe v. Wade? Everything. Everything. Because that was the one that Alito put on hold, remember, with Oz, McCormick versus Oz. And McCormick was not permitted to count the ballots that were properly received by election day, but hadn't been dated. Even though he argued, wait a minute, if they were received by election day, they had to be dated before election day. And that's the only requirement. Alito put a hold on it. The Republican Party didn't want them counted. They wanted Oz as the nominee. Most of these absentee ballots would have favored McCormick. But the case that 6-3, they finally broke the logjam and published, was about a judicial race that was the predicate for the Oz McCormick decision. And Alito had put a stop to that too. And they finally broke the logjam and 6-3 said, no, you can count them, which means they should also be saying you can count the ones in Oz McCormick, but it's too late. McCormick has already conceded and walked away. Now you say, Matt, what does that have to do with Roe v. Wade? What does it have to do with Roe v. Wade? Everything, because Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett and Roberts all voted with the Democrats. They have finally gotten the message that this country is not going to put up with a Supreme Court that's an arm of the Republican Party. We're not going to put up with a Supreme Court that's not elected and just cavalierly going, I'm going to eliminate your right to vote. They have another case right now, if they take it, would let state legislatures do whatever they want under the Constitution without any oversight from their own Supreme Courts, even state Supreme Courts, or any federal judge or state judge. And a number of them would say the legislature, which is gerrymandered, will be gerrymandered forever. We will pick the presidential electors. We'll pick Republicans forever. I think they're finally realizing that you can go too far. Even if you're a Supreme Court justice, you can go too far. And I think this is going to have an effect on the Roe v. Wade decision. Because right now it's 5-4, and Roberts has already seen the light. I think Kavanaugh or Amy Comey Barrett or both may go, this is a bridge too far, and come up with a solution that maybe upholds Mississippi's law but does not overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm hopeful on that. I'm hopeful of that. And this is all because of the leak of the Roe v. Wade decision, the draft. Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch are incapable of moving. They are hostile to democracy, and they are hostile to anything that doesn't benefit the Republican Party, apparently. But the good news in that decision, you've heard it from me, even though it had nothing to do with Roe v. Wade, is that in addition to Roberts, Gorsuch, strike that, Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett, I think, have seen the light. Not that they're not conservatives. They are. But you don't have nine justices. You put one of them through the lame duck session in a couple of weeks, overturning your right to vote for president. And that's what's in danger. This is one small step. It has nothing to do with voting for president, but it has to do with counting ballots the Republican Party did not want counted. I'm very much more hopeful now than I was yesterday, having learned this information. We're going back to the lines. Martin of Adams, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martin of Adams?
Appreciate you taking my call. Unfortunately, I'm not on board with most of your callers here. If anybody that calls this an attempted insurrection, this is a fool, quite frankly. A couple hundred people that disrupt Congress, no weapons were fired except for one. There wasn't like an armed insurrection or anything like that. That's a silly thing to say. And quite frankly, if they had taken control of the House, what are a couple hundred people going to do after that? How are they going to take over the country with a couple hundred people sitting in Congress Hall? You know, it's ridiculous. I might also point out that, you know, the left for years accused Trump of colluding with Russia. They were wrong. Colluding with Ukraine. They were wrong. Believed Kavanaugh raped a woman. They were wrong. They believed Rittenhouse was unfairly or was a murderer and a racist. They were wrong. You know, you would think the left would get tired of being wrong about everything, but they just keep on going, and they're still doing it. And if the last year and a half is any indication, it's too bad those people didn't succeed in insurrection, because this administration is doing more harm to this country than Trump over 8 years would have done. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you know, Martin, I don't agree with anything you've said, but I will stand up for your right to say it. And that's why my show welcomes conservative callers on occasion. And what you had to say, I'm glad you called in. I don't agree with it, and I'm going to tell you a couple of things. There were not a couple of hundred people at that thing. There were a couple of thousand people at that thing. They already arrested 800 of them, and they charged 250. And one of them who was there, who wasn't charged, is running for Congress as a Republican from the 3rd District, La Crosse-Eau Claire-type area. This is wrong. That was a coup. And this was part of a larger plot to overturn the election by declaring martial law. It is very, very serious. And I'm glad you're listening to my program. I hope you continue to, and I hope you continue to call in. But I'll tell you what, if you do nothing but watch Fox all the time, they didn't cover the thing yesterday, and you're getting propaganda. Now, you may see everything you think is everything is propaganda. Well, I got a challenge for you. Listen to my propaganda. It's not propaganda, it's history. You're not woke on the left or the right if you don't know history. Coming to the end of the show, I got to terminate it now. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. I'm signing off for today. Break down, I take me through the-